Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past week, we looked at another story from Hebrews 11 in our series, Senior Moments. Here's what it says in verse 30 and 31 in chapter 11 of Hebrews. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. And by faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. You know, this story comes as, you know, the Israelites had been out in the desert for 40 years, Moses passes away, and Joshua is ready to lead the people into the promised land that God had promised them and promised them all the way back to Abraham. And as they're going in, for whatever reason, God chooses to give them the Battle of Jericho first. Now, Jericho was a fortified city with walls that were thick, thick enough that you could live in them. The city would have been, you know, something that would have been very imposing to people who had been living in tents. And you have to wonder, you know, why would God ask him to do this one first? Why wouldn't he give them kind of like an easy softball type battle to get their confidence up? But what God asked them to do is to go into the promised land and go straight through Jericho and take out Jericho first. I say that because there's going to come a time in all of our lives when our faith is going to be tested, when we're going to hit a wall. In this particular case, these guys saw this incredible city, and God tells them to march around the city for 7 days straight, and on the seventh day, march around it 7 times and give a shout. That's just a really challenging thing, and I can't imagine any military leader thinking, wow, this is a great idea, and yet this is exactly what God asked. You know, I think in all of our lives, there comes a time when we're going to hit a wall. Our faith will be tested. And it's gonna cause an issue in our life where we're going to have to decide if we're going to trust in God or if we're going to turn the other way. I've found that over the years in my own life and in the people who I meet, that wall can take on many different forms. It could be just a period where you don't feel like you're hearing from the Lord. It could take on a struggle in life, a circumstance, a marriage issue, a relationship issue, a financial issue, a job issue, times when we feel like we have nowhere to turn. But there can be other times when God is asking us to do something where we feel like we don't have the capability of getting it done, whether it's trying to reach out to a neighbor or a loved one, maybe stepping up in ministry to lead a life group, or maybe it's becoming a more generous giver. Whatever it is, there are times in our lives when we hit walls, and there are times in our lives when we feel like God's telling us to do something, and we just have a hard time trusting him. And I think that's what faith really is. It's in those moments, choosing to trust in God, even when the circumstances are difficult, even when we don't see a way out, even when we sense he's asking us to do something, that it just feels like, you know, we can't. But this is where God meets us in our faith. You know, I think in my life, the times of most growth are times when I hit these walls. And when, you know, it's just something about life being easy that when, you know, we really don't have to have that much faith, our relationship with God is fine. But it's these times in our life when it just feels like an overwhelming sense of dread, or we have to have God show up, or we can't get through it. And when God meets us there, it really does build our faith. And ultimately, that's what increases our worship. Then we start to see God working in our life. I just want to encourage you today, wherever you're at, that if you're in a wall situation, to double down into God and into faith, and, you know, tell God, you know, that you're right there, that you want to serve him and honor him regardless of the circumstances. Ask God to continue to speak to you and help you to be obedient to his voice. Father, I pray that for all of us, that that no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the wall is that we face, there's a really good chance that you're the one who allowed us to come up against this wall, and you did it for a reason. I pray, God, that you would help us to have just a peace in trusting in you. Help us to have the obedience in following your voice. God, give us clarity. Wherever you're at, maybe just take a second and just offer up your life to the Lord, regardless of your circumstance. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.